Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. In an attempt to reduce the number of passenger vehicles on roads and subsequently reduce air pollution, the government is pushing for a rather unconventional method. The centre wants to promote ride sharing on private cars. This would enable carpooling of private vehicles and allow them to operate as taxis through services such as Ola and Uber. However, it is not lost on authorities that permitting this would adversely affect the livelihood of cab businesses that are already struggling to keep up with aggregators like Uber, Ola, as well as with self-driving car services like Zoomcar. To protect the livelihood of cab drivers, the government is mulling to cap either the number of rides one can offer or the amount of money one can earn through this. After the Lok Sabha's green signal on July 19, the Fugitive Economic Offenders Bill 2018 was passed by the Rajya Sabha on Wednesday. The legislation, which empowers authorities to attach and confiscate properties and assets of those who flee the country after committing economic offences, especially defaulting on loans, was hotly debated in the Upper House of Parliament on Wednesday. The Lok Sabha passed the bill on July 19. The bill now awaits President Ramnath Kovind's assent. Following that, it will become a law. Under the bill, the Enforcement Directorate would be the investigative authority. Moving on, the Illinois-based fast food company McDonald's is recycling used cooking oil to generate biodiesel to power its supply delivery trucks, which was previously being discarded through disposal partners. The popular eating joint has partnered with Unicorn Biofuels for the pilot project that started last year. Hardcastle Restaurants Private Limited, which is the master franchisee of McDonald's in West and South India, has currently rolled out the concept in 85 restaurants in Mumbai and will soon expand to Bengaluru. Vikram Ogale, Director of National Supply Chain and Quality Assurance, McDonald's India, indicated in a report by PTI that the company converts more than 35,000 litres of used cooking oil every month into biodiesel, which in turn aids in saving more than 4,20,000 litres of crude oil annually. Fugitive diamond merchant Mehul Choksi, who is an accused in the PNB fraud case, will have visa-free access to around 132 nations. A day after reports emerged that Choksi may have taken refuge in Antigua, the Citizenship by Investment Unit of Antigua and Barbuda confirmed that diamond trader was granted citizenship in November 2017. English-speaking Antigua is one of the two major Caribbean islands that make up the sovereign nation of Antigua and Barbuda. With a population of close to 1 lakh, the country is also a popular retirement home for billionaires. Ranked among the most powerful passports in the world, the passport holders of the Antigua and Barbuda, an independent Commonwealth state in the Eastern Caribbean, enjoy visa-free travel to approximately 132 countries, including the UK, Singapore, and the countries in the Schengen zone, which covers most of Europe. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.